I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. 21st century technology has made its way into a 19th century building in Hamden. In this report, we visit the headquarters of the Connecticut Trust for Historic Preservation, which just installed solar panels on its office. Right across the road from the site of Eli Whitney's old rifle factory is the boarding house. Built in 1827, this large white building used to house the factory workers in Hamden. Since then, the site and the house made their way onto the National Register of Historic Places. And today, the boarding house serves as the headquarters for the Connecticut Trust for Historic Preservation.
Preservation needs to be modern while caretaking the past.
Daniel McKay is executive director of the Connecticut Trust. As we talk outside the house, we look up at its black roof, which is crowned with a solar array on its south-facing side.
It's not about putting a bell jar over the boarding house or other structures. It's about making them work in the current energy environment.
McKay says there wasn't a lot of pushback about the mismatch of historic and modern. He says the solar panel will save the nonprofit thousands of dollars in energy costs annually. Chris Wiegren, deputy director at the Trust, says while the tech is relatively new, the idea of preservation groups updating old buildings isn't.
There's a long history of adapting buildings to new needs and new technologies. And we put heat in buildings, we put electricity, we put plumbing, and they all involve changes that, once you get used to them, have become more or less invisible to us.
Daniel McKay says he hopes the panels send a simple message to other preservation groups. Sometimes you need to incorporate new technology to ensure a building keeps standing.
There was no attempt made to hide what we have on our roof line. I think we're proud of what's on our roof line, and we're proud of the benefits it represents.
The solar array will go live in the coming weeks. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.